Let's talk about something that is making progress, and that's what's being discussed in the House this week. Considered several amendments in the last couple of days to the Energy and Water Project Spending Bill. Talk to me about that, because renewable energy we know is big in Missouri, a very important segment of the economy there for the farmers, corn and soybean farmers. Tell me about some of the things that are in this bill and some of the amendments that have been considered. It sounds like there are some cuts in this bill to renewable energy projects.
Well, it does, you know, keep a kind of a priority and a balance in that we do have some focus on energy programs, but it does reduce some of the spending for some of the renewable green programs and some of the research. But it still is there. They're not eliminated. But we've got to do more with less. And, you know, so I think that's what the purpose of some of those cuts are. It does also take care of ensures that our nation is prepared for current and future nuclear threats by maintaining the safety and readiness of our nuclear stockpile to make sure we have that nuclear deterrence that our country needs. And then it has a piece to make sure we have the infrastructure to encourage commerce, create jobs, such as making sure the Army Corps of Engineers has funding for navigation and flood control, you know, that there's waterways that pays for that, and promotes the all of the above energy approach, so not just renewables, to make sure, though, that there's also initiatives to reduce our nation's dependence on foreign oil, keeping some technology there and some research going in those areas as well, and hope that that'll help reduce some of our high gas prices. So it's kind of a comprehensive energy bill dealing with not just renewables and research and nuclear, but also fossil fuels research and programs, but then also the energy side, which does deal a lot with national security and our nuclear program. And a lot of the amendments have been trying to take money from the nuclear deterrence programs and put it to other things. And I personally oppose that because I'm on Armed Services Committee as well as Agriculture Committee. And I think it's very important that we keep a very strong national defense, and that includes this very strong nuclear deterrent component.
Tell me about this particular bill in relation to the whole budget process.
It will start here. This is part of the budget process, and I'm on the budget committee as well. The budget is that we passed in the House kind of brings the framework for our plan for funding government and the government programs over the next 10 years, and we put different spending priorities and parameters. Then it, the meat of the bones is put on the skeleton in the different appropriations committees, and they look at the specifics within each department. They're giving one number, so many million or billion dollars for their entire budget, but then they get to break it down into more specifics within the various programs and how that looks. And what we're doing overall, big picture, is spending less. The goal of our budget is to balance the federal budget within 10 years, and it can be done without raising taxes, which is totally different than the Senate's approach. So you're going to see all of these appropriations bills. This isn't, covers the Department of Energy and has water development a portion in there as well over the Army Corps of Engineers. That's going to be spending less overall than last year because we're trying to spend less in each department. So that means we have to be smarter and wiser in how we spend our dollars. We have to look at every government program and see, is this the best use of taxpayer dollars? Is the program needed? Is it efficient? Is it effective? Could it be done better? Or could it be eliminated? And it's a very good, healthy process that we are doing, and it's long overdue. And that's why you will see some amendments to cut further on the floor. People find different programs they think are wasteful that the committee didn't propose, and so they're bringing forth you know, new ideas. And, you know, I applaud those efforts. One of the amendments that just passed a few minutes ago would have eliminated funding for the Advanced Technology Vehicles Manufacturing Loan Program. And that basically is kind of giving loans for electric cars. And, you know, that's something that perhaps a private bank could do if somebody wants to buy an electric car. But I don't think maybe it's right for them to take your tax dollars and to promote electric cars. So that was able to save $6 million, and it passed. So these are the type of the analysis that we're doing as we go through this budget, and we're going to do it for every department that's here. And hopefully you get all that done, and the Senate, in an ideal world, would agree to it, pass it, and then that would be our actual spending bill for next year.
All right, thank you very much, and we appreciate you trying to get something done there in Washington.
We're going to keep at it.
All right, best of luck. Thanks so much for calling. All right, bye-bye.